Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Rich Childs. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting sixth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Melton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Childs moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Carew reaches second base with a double. Childs scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Bostock moves to third. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is walked intentionally. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Norris steals second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Childs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Melton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Childs for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Melton reaches second base with a double. Cardi moves to third. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Melton moves to third. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to home to get Melton. Blanks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Fitzmaurice covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive towards short. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong bunts towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Childs hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning bunts towards the mound. Goltz juggles the ball. That's an error on Goltz. Grubb moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cardi strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to third. Manning moves to second. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil is called out on strikes. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shiles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Shiles moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Paul Dade pinch hits for Jim Norris. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. Bell tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Dade now playing right field. Rick Waits now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bostock strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shiles strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive to right field. Dade throws towards third. Bell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Bostock moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bostock tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dade hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Tom Johnson now pitching. Andre Thornton pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grubb moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.